the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by.
In this September 16th edition of Education Now, we focus on Save the Children and a report from Sung Hee Lee, Senior Director of School Health and Nutrition. Save the Children is the world's leading independent organization for children, working in over 120 countries around the world. Their mission is to inspire breakthroughs in the way the world treats children and to achieve immediate and lasting change in their lives, not only in the United States, but around the world. Save the Children is recognized for their commitment to accountability, innovation, and collaboration. Their work takes them into the heart of communities where they help children and families help themselves. Save the Children works with other organizations, governments, nonprofits, and a variety of local partners while maintaining their own independence without political agenda or religious orientation. They are supporting programs for school-aged children to be healthy, to learn, and to learn to be healthy. What is school health and nutrition? School health and nutrition addresses the critical health and nutrition factors that keep children out of school and reduce their ability to learn effectively while in school. The essential elements of an effective school health and nutrition program, as outlined in the Focusing Resources on Effective School Health, is a framework agreed at the 2000 World Education Forum in Dakar, Senegal, and its aim is to increase the use of health and nutrition services at school, to increase access to safe wash facilities in schools, and to promote lifelong healthy behaviors through skills-based and child-focused health, including HIV education, ensure health-related school policies and support at all levels, from schools and communities to the national level. The success of a program also hinges on effective partnerships between education and health sectors, with communities and with children. Simple things like washing hands properly goes a long way in preventing problems. Save the Children's School Health and Nutrition portfolio continues to grow and improve, reaching a far greater number of children with better health and nutrition interventions, so they are healthy to learn and learn to be healthy. Over 2 million children were reached by their programs in 20 countries in 2009. Sung Hee Lee congratulated and thanked Save the Children's colleagues in the country offices for their commitment to school health and nutrition and their hard work in achieving great results. In line with the growth, School Health and Nutrition has welcomed new donors and partners. They have supported from child sponsorship and donors such as Dubai Cares and GlaxoSmithKline, Procter & Gamble, USAID, and H2O for Life. Sung Hee thanked the donor partners and collaborators for their continued support in helping Save the Children to uphold the right to education, health, and water for more children than ever before. Globally, 2009 was a landmark year for Save the Children as an international organization. Leaders of the 29 Save the Children member organizations decided to become one Save the Children so that they can be more effective in serving children globally. With this change, they hope to ensure that all children receiving educational services from Save the Children will also benefit from vital school health and nutrition interventions so that they are able to learn. They have made great strides in their efforts to address the inadequate resources for and awareness about water, sanitation, and hygiene in schools that provide long-term solutions to many health and nutrition issues, including neglected tropical diseases. For the past 12 years, Save the Children has been implementing the school health and nutrition programs with an aim of ensuring that children are healthy and capable of learning when in school. The school health and nutrition programs implemented were generally similar and involved regular deworming, vitamin A and iron supplementation, improvements to wash facilities at school, and behavior-centered health education, curriculum, and extracurricular. Community and school mobilization and capacity building were also available to support those improvements. The results are that the health and nutritional status of school children improved across all countries served. Detailed results are documented in briefs and can be downloaded from their website, 3wschoolsandhealth.org. That's all one word, schoolsandhealth.org. In 2009, the school health and nutrition team continued to establish and strengthen partnerships to help meet their goal of providing quality service to more children. Partnerships are a key strategy of Save the Children's theory of change, which is based on using documented evidence of best practices from programs to advocate to government policymakers and donors for improved policies and greater resources to expand benefits to even greater numbers of children. In addition to partnerships with communities and governments, in 2009, Save the Children strengthened ties with other Save the Children country members and universities to improve program learning and implementation. Tonight, we have a short interview with Soong Hee Lee. In this interview, she will focus on Save the Children's deworming campaign. Soong Lee has over 15 years of experience in international development, specializing in health and education. She has a strong background in partnership building among governments and international agencies and working cross-sectorally between health and education. In her role as Senior Director of School Health and Nutrition with Save the Children, Soong provides strategic direction and technical assistance to the agency's school health and nutrition programs globally and leads a team of specialists to ensure quality programming. In addition, Soong provides counsel on the development of national and global policies on school health and nutrition. Before joining Save the Children in 2004, Soong worked in the African region of the World Bank promoting school health and nutrition programs, including HIV, AIDS education activities. Her work supported the United Nations Framework for School Health and Nutrition, called Focusing Resources on Effective School Health and Nutrition, or the FRESH program, and the UNAIDS Interagency Task Team on Education. Soong began her career as a teacher in Poland and a Peace Corps volunteer in Gabon. She was awarded a Master's in International Relations from the School of Advanced International Studies at Johns Hopkins University. Sung has lived and worked in Eastern Europe and Africa. Now let's get to her report. And remember, if you would like to connect during the launch or any time after the launch, you can comment on our Facebook page or send an email to hermes@pacific.net. Hello, Sung Hee Lee, and welcome to the Education Now show. I'm so delighted to have you here as a representative of children and your work there with Save the Children. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my extreme pleasure. I've been looking forward to this. And how's the weather there in D.C.?
It's hottest ever. It's very hot.
It's very hot.
Yeah.
Well, I know that your time is limited, so let's get started. And again, thank you so much for joining me. I know that you wanted to focus on deworming. Is that right?
Yes.
I hear here that each year about 400 million school-aged children get sick from worms.
Exactly. There are about, I work with a program called School Health and Nutrition, and we try to deal with the health and nutrition issue of children in the developing world where we work. And in many cases, children have these worms, simple parasites. There are actually four of them that we address: hookworm, roundworm, whipworm, and schistosomiasis, which is also known as Behaitzia. And they actually do affect children, and as you said, there are about 400 million children in the world currently that have these worms that keep them from either going to school or going to school and not being able to learn because they're too tired.
Right. And school deworming campaigns are the most cost-effective way to increase children's attendance and participation in school. Is that right?
Exactly. It's actually a really simple procedure. These worms, luckily for the children and for us now, is that we can actually treat them with a very simple pill, one pill per child every 6 months. So we work with teachers, parents, and communities to be able to actually provide this pill to every child in the school. It's about, we try to do this every 6 months. Partly depends on how many, how prevalent the worms are in that community. But it's about every 6 months. And the pills cost maybe about 2 to 5 cents per child. And we spend about $2 per teacher to make sure they are trained to provide the pills and to keep track of what's going on.
And their children are given iron supplements?
That's one of the things we do is the reason we do that is the worms, what they basically do, they actually suck the blood from the children's system. So when they do that, they actually take the iron and micronutrients. And as you know, children who are anemic because of lack of iron, they're really tired and they're unable to learn. So one of the ways we supplement the treatment is to provide iron supplementation. So we stop the worms from taking the blood from the children and taking the micronutrients from the children, making sure that we actually, you know, have children receiving the nutrients they should by getting rid of the parasites. But we also address the issue that they've lost so much of the iron through the infections, so they need a little help with the addition of iron supplementation. And that's once again done through schools with the help of teachers and health workers in the community.
And where is most of this happening?
It's actually in most of the countries where we work. It's interesting right now, there's a great interest in what's called the neglected tropical diseases. So these are one of those neglected tropical diseases, and so it is mostly in the tropics, and we work in about 20 countries currently treating about 2 million children, but that's where we're working now. We hope to be able to reach many, many more. And it is very much a poor country disease, you could say. It's because of lack of latrines, lack of clean water that this happens. In the children in the U.S., for example, when you see a child coming to school and they're tired, and it's probably because they stayed up late watching TV, not because they have these worms. It's not a problem in the U.S. And what's interesting is that it used to be a problem in the U.S. in the South, like places like Louisiana and Georgia. They used to have these issues, but that was before clean water and latrines. So it is predominantly a poor country problem, and we're trying to address that with simple deworming now, which is a simple treatment now. But we're also looking into long-term solutions.
Yes, and treatment isn't the only solution, though. You say children need guidance in how to avoid getting worms in the first place.
So this is exactly. Like long-term solutions I talked about is there are several steps. So one of the basic things is to wash your hands before eating and washing your hands after using the latrines. It seems simple enough, but that's one of the things we do is work with the teachers and parents to make sure the children learn how to do this. But we also try to do other activities. For example, in Nepal, we help build latrines. In front of the latrines, we actually have a beautiful painting that show how to wash your hands so that when children go use the latrines, there's actually a reminder to wash their hands afterwards. So this is one of the health messaging is to make sure children learn to wash their hands, and then they actually get to practice it. So we also help making sure that schools get some of these water hand-washing stations in the schools. So that's the other long-term solution is to how can we get clean water and latrines into schools?
Got you. Clean water and latrines into school. How can you get them? And you say there are many ways that we can all get involved. We can learn more about school health and nutrition at the website, www.savechildren.org/education. And do you want to add some more about that?
Yeah, yes. Do visit our website, savechildren.org/education. It's actually savethechildren.org/education. You can also join the conversation by following Save the Children on Twitter and Facebook. And if you're interested in school health and nutrition program, you should be advocating your government to make sure that when we do education programs, that we are actually doing health and nutrition with the school children so that they're actually learning. And that's making sure that education investment pays out by having children learn, and they need to be healthy. And if you have a spare, a few extra dollars here and there, you can also contribute to Save the Children's School Health and Nutrition programs so that we can reach more children. It's really important to make sure that our children are learning, and to do so, they need to be healthy.
That's for sure. They definitely need to be healthy if they're going to be learning. I mean, they need to have their needs met if they're going to be able to engage intellectually in any process. Well, Sung Lee, you have had over 15 years of experience in international development, and your specialization is in health and education. And I can only hope that you're enjoying this work.
Yes. I love being able to go to schools and actually watch children learn, and you can actually see a difference. Sometimes we have teachers complain about students who are just too tired to learn, and then it's kind of, ironic, but some of the teachers after the deworming will joke about the fact that now they can't control the children because they have so much energy. And they're just, simply having that deworming. Now they got children who are just up and down, and they couldn't pay attention and learn, and it's amazing how that can happen. Not to gross you out, but we've had cases where, for example, we try to do a test before we actually do some of the programming. So we went to Bangladesh, and we did a study, and it showed that over 90% of the children, 90% had the worms, and there's one or two of these worms, which kept them from learning. That's that's a lot of teachers trying to teach children who can't learn. And it's so simple, a few cents, and the worms are they're gotten rid of, and the children can learn. So it's nice being able to do something where a few pennies here and a few key messaging actually has an impact.
Makes a huge difference. That's what you're saying, that this deworming program makes such a huge difference for just such, and it's so cost effective that it really is important.
Well, and there's evidence. that it is one of the most cost-effective ways of increasing attendance of children.
Ah, and it also increases attendance.
Yes.
How could you ask for more? Well, I thank you so much for this information. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know before we say goodbye?
Once again, as I mentioned before, now get to know more about it. I think education seems such a simple idea, but it is actually important to have healthy and well-nourished children. And visit us, www.savethechildren.org/education, and learn more about us.
All right. Thank you so very much for joining me. And I know that you're at the end of your day there in D.C., and I'm in the middle of my day here in California. And it was so nice of you to take your time to talk with us here on Education Now. Thanks again so very much.
Thank you. And once again, thanks for inviting me, and I hope people come learn more about school health and nutrition.
Oh, I'm sure that they will. It's always a pleasure to have someone from Save the Children on Education Now. My listeners love it, and I just am so proud of everything that you are all doing. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you to Save the Children and Sung Lee Hee. We hope to hear more from her in the future. Information from schools and health, nutrition, HIV, and AIDS, improving learning through better health, nutrition, and education for the school-age child can be found at the website 3ws.schoolandhealth.org. That's all one word, schoolandhealth.org, schoolsandhealth.org. Mapping This Wormy World, maps showing the distribution and prevalence of worm infections in every African country, were launched at the ICCPA meeting held in Melbourne on August 17th. These maps, called This Wormy World, can be viewed at 3Ws, thiswormyworld.org, all one word, thiswormyworld.org, thiswormyworld.org. They are the first of a series of global atlas of infections, which provide a unique, open access of free information resources vital for planning and implementing deforming programs. This Wormy World is unique because it brings together all the available information in one standardized geo-referenced database. Contact information for Sung Hee Lee is slee@savechildren.org. That's slee at savechildren.org. Contact information for Save the Children, 3Ws, savethechildren.org, all one word, SAVETHECHILDREN.org. Thank you for listening. Education Now podcasts are listed on the American Montessori Society local events page at 3wsamshq.org under Regional Groups. Education Now is a production of the Hermeneutic Institute for Holistic Health and Education, a 501c3 nonprofit corporation. All broadcasts can be listened to with free download at this website. And remember, you can always contact me at hermes@pacific.net with any comments or comment on our Facebook page. This is Athena Melville, your host for Education Now, reminding you, in the words of Maria Montessori, to follow the child. Education Now podcast for the fifth Thursday in September, on the 30th, is my interview with Osvaldo Rubio, who has been teaching in the Campbell Union School District for 15 years and has been part of the Sherman Oaks Community Charter School in California since its inception 14 years ago. Katie Farber, author of Why Great Teachers Quit, praised Sherman Oaks Community Charter School for their amazing program and focus on communication between administrators, teachers, and parents. And I'm very much looking forward to sharing this interview with you. On October 7th, Education Now will podcast an interview with Christopher Melville, who has been on Education Now before and as a member of the board of the Hermeneutic Institute for Holistic Health and Education. Christopher is a Montessori teacher and guide at Tree of Life Montessori Charter School in Ukiah, California, and Christopher will focus on using simulations as teaching tools in our interview, so I hope that you will enjoy that interview and get an opportunity to listen. Thank you so much.
You are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know.